Hi, this is a dictation for Arthur Walker, A-R-T-H-U-R-W-A-L-K-E-R. Arthur Walker. Date of birth is 5/26/1944. Date of accident 6/18/2022. Date of service is. The patient reports that he has a ongoing dizziness and vertigo, along with vision disturbances, loss of balance, chronic fatigue, and he has also pain in the shoulders, the right forearm, right wrist, and right elbow. And numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger. Pain level is from 2 to 3. The patient believed that he will be okay, so he had asked for a discharge in a previous visit of 4/9/2023, and he now came back. His dizziness and equilibrium has been off. Patient has been advised to see a psychiatrist and a neuropsych and a counseling neurologist, but patient has not done so. He doesn't want to do that. He does report that his pain in the left knee is better, and his neck pain and lower back pain has also improved with physical therapy. The patient is concerned about his right hand, right forearm issue. Overall, 40% relief has been obtained, and the ADLs are affected in the area of walking ability around 6. Work is affected 5. Rest of the system review, the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history are from the chart. The physical examination, blood pressure is 67 over 31, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 3/8/2023, dictation number 0308-009. Right now, I do not have a dictation number for 4/9/2023 visit, but it could be the same. But most important is mentioned that there is a weakness of the right forearm. 4 to 5 is the motor power. Range of motion of the wrist and fingers and hand is reasonably good, although there is a flexion difficulty of all the fingers, possibly leading to a dupuytren contracture or tendinitis of the hand. The carpal tunnel test was found positive for tunnel sign and phalen sign, and the patient has been advised to restart physical therapy, tense unit, soaking in a warm water, as well as a right wrist brace has been provided to the patient. Medication have been started, Mobic 15 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every PRN for pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the headaches. Other than that, patient has no other issues, and he will continue his physical therapy to the affected area. He mentions our diabetes type 2, and he has been referred to his primary care physician. The patient reports that his sugar has been reasonably good, and our main diagnosis is bilateral forearm tendinitis, bilateral hand pattern contracture, rule out tendinitis, and possibly peripheral neuritis, and a carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. Patient will be sent for massage and physical therapy first, soaking in a warm water and all. And if no relief, then possibly injections can be provided to the carpal tunnel region. He'll be disabled for work, housework, replacement. A compounding cream was ordered, and a naltrexone capsule 1 mg daily was ordered for pain relief. Thank you.